landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Before we move on here at the call center, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Little housekeeping a couple moments ago, a John Tanjay jumper, which was originally ruled a two, has been corrected to a three. So the new score is Wisconsin 58, Illinois 50. Take any point you can get.
Absolutely. It's just been one of those games. It's just kind of has been a little, I know it's 58-50, but it's been a little weird at times.
Yeah, right?
Disjointed. Yeah, that's the right word, disjointed. And a lot of it's because Illinois, there's a different lineup than what you've been used to seeing. So how do you handle it? You've got Illinois guys in different positions. And if you're Wisconsin, you just keep continuing to attack.
Nolan Winter will be at the free throw line. He's out there with Tanjay, Gilmore, McGee, and Blackwell. Winter, a 77% free throw shooter, and he knocks down the first. He has 7 points tonight. 59-50 Wisconsin, 15 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. Second free throw for the 6'11 sophomore at Lakeville, Minnesota. Left it short. Kerry Booth the rebound for the Illini. Badgers 10 out of 14 at the foul line this evening. Here's Yakachonis outside left against Kamari McGee. Moves to Riley off the Humrick House screen. Flips to Humrick House, left of the circle, rises up, takes the three, in and out, no good. Rebound tip gathered by Kamari McGee of Wisconsin. Ahead to Tanjay, and here comes Tanjay to the front court. Snaps off a three, back rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter on the left wing, and a reset for Wisconsin.
Nolan Winter brought a lot of energy here.
He really has. Here's Kamari McGee, always bringing the energy. Baseline right, but first layup is good. Kamari McGee's first points of the night, 61-50 Wisconsin. 14:30 remaining. Riley on the left wing against Gilmore, throwing to Humrick House between the circles. He'll leave it for Gibbs Lawhorn. Whips it back to Humrick House. He'll try a three right side. Splashed it. That's his third three of the game. And a
quick timeout there by Illinois.
Yeah, timeout taken by Brad Underwood. So this will be a full timeout as the Badgers lead is back down to 8. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 14-18 remaining, Wisconsin 61, Illinois 53. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Now's your chance. Tackle those bigger projects with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Transform your home with a new Dakota closet. Build your dream bathroom and save on luxury tubs and showers. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. Or start your big garage project. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I want to thank tonight's game sponsor, the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Did you know 99% of Wisconsin dairy farms are family-owned? Butchie, did you know our state produces over 600 types of cheese? Plus, Wisconsin ranks number one in cheese production. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, makers of proudly Wisconsin cheese. You knew all that, though, didn't you?
I did, but you know what? I also want to say thank you to the farmers. Today's a cold one.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they're grinding today. There's a lot of sweat equity with no sweat going on right there.
Lack of sweat.
Too cold to sweat. Absolutely.
Yeah, softies like you and I think, oh, we gotta go.
I had to walk from the parking garage here.
I had to walk like 800 feet. I
mean, this is killing me.
We thank those of you who actually work for a living, the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Exactly.
14-18 remaining at the Toll Center. Wisconsin 61, Illinois 53. Brad Underwood using a timeout after Ben Humlinghouse just hit his third three of the game. The Illini 9 of 23 on the three-point line. Not bad for the worst three-point shooting team of the Big Ten. Tonight, Illinois 39% from distance. Here's Kamari McGee up the floor for Wisconsin. McGee against Jakachonis, throwing to Gilmore. High on the left, bounces to Blackwell between the circles. High screen, Winter. Blackwell throws to Nolan. Good look at a three. Left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Gilmore fighting for the rebound, and he got fouled. That was Trey White who got him, and that'll be the second on White.
How many offensive rebounds would you think without looking at the numbers?
About a
for
dozen?
Wisconsin?
About
yeah,
a
I was
dozen?
Gonna say it's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there's your dozen. Sorry, with the last one, it puts it 212. But that's exactly like what I mean. They have dominated it.
I mean, Illinois came in a plus 11 overall
yes.
in the last plus 9 in Big Ten play.
In Big Ten play, Wisconsin averages 6.6, 17th. Like, really great performance there.
McGee gets it into Tanjay against Gibbs. Lawhorn low on the left, reverse layup, left to right. Good, it counts
and
one. John Tanjay going to work inside for an and one. 63-53 Wisconsin. Trey Gibbs Lawhorn called for his first foul, the fifth on the Illini with 13:58 remaining.
I said it on Saturday. I'm going to say it again. The kid is special.
He is.
I mean, just the way he's gone about it. Look, stat line. 6 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 3 from three, 5 of 7 from the free throw line.
And he'll make the free throw, so he has 20 points here in the game, does John Tanja. 64-53 Wisconsin. Jakachonis up the floor for the Illini. He has 4 points here so far. Humrichhaus top of the circle. Gilmore crowds him. Humrichhaus will leave it for Riley at the edge of the center circle. Riley against Blackwell. Left-hand dribble. A dig for McGee. Knocked it loose to the floor. Blackwell and Riley.
Foul.
They'll get a foul on Blackwell. Greg Gard wanted a held ball. Wisconsin does have the possession arrow. Blackwell picked up the foul. His second. Team's second. 13:39 remaining, 64-53, Wisconsin.
I tell you, defensively, they've been really locked in. I know they've, you know, given up 53 here, but really locked in.
Jakachonis inbounds to Ivicic, throws it back to Jakachonis, whips to Humlinghouse, high. Humlinghouse with 13 points in the game, dribbles off the right wing, checked by Winter, backing Humlinghouse, one pump, stepped away, almost took an extra step there, missed the shot, a collision with the rebound, Blackwell getting in there and getting popped. Blackwell and Gilmore helping Humlinghouse up. It'll be Wisconsin ball. And Humrichhouse picked up his second foul, and that's six on Illinois.
Yeah, that just, I mean, really good defense possession there by Wisconsin.
It's Illinois.
Kind of a bad, that's what I thought. Bad offensive possession more than anything, as Brent Underwood's talking to Humrichhouse right now. Like, that's just a bad shot attempt. I mean, it just was.
Gibbs Lawhorn back in there. Boswell and Trey White on the floor for Illinois. Here's Gilmore outside left. A flip for Blackwell off the winter screen. Behind the back pass, Blackwell. Leaves it for Tanjay. Face right, moves left. Step back three. Left wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Winter. At the Blackwell for three. It's off the rim, no good. White the rebound for the Illini. With 13 minutes remaining, 64-53, Wisconsin. White isolated on Blackwell, left of the lane, kicks it out. Yakachonis for three, rattles out, no good. Rebound tip to Nolan Winter. And the Badgers again doing the work on the glass. Here's Winter on the dribble and tried to shovel it into Blackwell that gets punted out of bounds by Yakachonis. Crowd will come in for Winter. 64-53, Wisconsin. 12:45 remaining. Nolan Winter, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Steven Crowell, 13.7 rebounds tonight. McGee, baseline right, inbounds to Gilmore. Hands it back to Kamari, high on the right. He'll throw it to Blackwell between the circles. High screen, Crowell. Blackwell left of the lane, goes to the cup, and the shot is way off the mark, and it comes down to Yakachonis up the right sideline. Going to Boswell on the right wing, the former Arizona Wildcat. Oh, he pushed off. There's the call. Yes, sir. Offensive foul. Gilmore did go down hard, but that was an easy call to make, extending the arm. And that's four on Kylan Boswell. So Gibbs Lawhorn will come right back in. Tanjay will sit down. Let's set the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Klesmet, Blackwell, McGee, Gilmore, and Crowell. Boswell sits with his fourth foul. 12:28 remaining, 64-53 Wisconsin. McGee up the left sideline, high screen Gilmore. Another bump from Crowell. McGee right of the lane. He'll push it up off the glass and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Yakachonis. Yakachonis brings it to the front court for the Illini. High on the right, feeds Greg Gibbs Lawhorn, sends it to Will Riley. Moving left to right, now Ivasic, a pass for Gibbs Lawhorn, who pivots around the Ivasic screen. Right elbow, jumper is good. Great Gibbs Lawhorn.
He's played really well.
He has, 10 points tonight. Yeah. He averages seven. We have 11:50 remaining, 64-55 Wisconsin. Blackwell slips a pass to Crowell, right of the lane, backs in on Ivasic, single coverage, turns, right block, up and in. Two more for Crowell. He has 15 tonight, 66-55 Wisconsin, 11:33 remaining. Yakachonis whips it to Ivasic, back to Yakachonis off the high screen from Ivasic. Leaves it for Riley, drops it off Gibbs Lawhorn, sizes up Max Klesmet. Backing right lane line, fades, flips, off the rim, no. Rebound, Crowell couldn't get there. Yakachonis does and hits the jumper in the lane. Yakachonis with six. Here's McGee quickly the other way. Right wing. Badgers up nine. Kamari baseline right. Through the lane. Leaves it for Blackwell. Tapped it back to McGee. Now Crowell right of the circle. Now scoops it to Blackwell. Behind the back pass. Crowell wide open three. Right side. Nailed it. Pretty.
It is pretty. I mean, they made nine of them, but that one just a little bit prettier.
69-57 Wisconsin, 10:42 remaining. Trey White with a ball and a whistle off the ball. I think they may get Blackwell here, as we'll have the under 12 media timeout. Foul on Blackwell is his third. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, the proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 10:41 remaining, Wisconsin 69, Illinois 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger.
Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brew Pub, Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Power to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 10 minutes, 41 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 69, Illinois 57. These rebounding totals here, Butchie. Badgers a plus 12 overall and a plus 8 on the offensive glass.
Well, that's been huge, but he also has been huge. Zero turnovers this half for Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, after 8 in the first.
Absolutely.
Badgers on Saturday did not have a turnover in the second half against Purdue and had only 3 for the game. Big crowd here at the Kohl Center. Rumor has it Mark Tauscher was among those in attendance with tickets that I highly doubt that he paid for.
Well, he didn't pay for them. No. I didn't realize Tauscher came to basketball games. What?
He's been in a couple.
Does he just avoid you? Well, I mean, does he need to come down and say hello to you every once in a while? I mean, I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, he told me he was going to be here.
Did you just scare him away?
Hey, probably.
I mean, you would think you guys could, work together enough during football season to be like, hey, good to see you, Matt. Right?
I think that maybe is what it is. We work together enough. Oh, no, he's the best.
How come I don't believe that?
What? I mean, you and I stay in touch all year round.
I try. My phone works. Tosh, we miss you, man. Where you at?
He's probably up in luxury seating.
Some Marcy Golden Ale, that's all. I guess somebody should drink during the game if they can. I can't, so I'll have one for me.
Inbounds pass on Rick House. Here's Gibbs Lawhorn at the top of the circle. I'm sure he is. Here's the Iacocconis. Hands off to Riley. He feeds Gibbs Lawhorn right of the circle. Xavier Amos defends. Shot clock at 5. Gibbs Lawhorn down the lane. Flips it up and in with the right hand.
I didn't think that was going to be a big ask to have Tausch have one for me, so I figured I'd throw that out there.
That's fairly safe, 69-59, Wisconsin, 10-13 remaining. Crowell, a bounce to a posting Tanjay. Right block, one pump, two pumps, fades, flips, hits. My goodness, John Tanjay.
It's so fun to watch.
22 for Tanjay tonight. Lead back up to 12 for Wisconsin, 10 minutes to play. Riley had it knocked away by Tanjay. Iacocconis is deep. Here's Tanjay down the lane to the rim, throws it up, no good. Oh, and going hard to the floor is McGee and Riley. And I think they were both able to, Riley still down. McGee pops back up.
It's a foul on Kamari.
Yes.
That's the first one. Ooh. But, Riley's slow to getting up on this.
Just check to make sure everybody's okay. Riley does get up. There's Riley and Iacocconis hustling on the play. It looked like Tanjay may have been tied up by Iacocconis there, but nothing on the call there. And I take that back. No, Iacocconis was clean. Yeah. Yep. And the foul on Kamari McGee is his second. 71-59 Wisconsin with 9:50 remaining.
Nakachona's front court flips the Humrick house between the circles. Sends it to Gibbs Lawhorn, who has 12 points tonight. Gibbs Lawhorn against Amos, throwing to Riley, tries a three, and that's an air ball for the right corner. Pinballed around. Nakachona's grabbed it, but he was out of bounds and did not establish back in. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Brad Underwood.
Riley thought he got hit.
Yeah, he did. And not pleased. How many times do I say that a year? A coach is not pleased. Yeah. Here's John Tanjay at the right block. He'll turn. He'll fade. He'll flip. Not this time. Riley is there to clear it. Ahead to Gibbs Lawhorn at the right sideline of the front court. Drops it to Riley. Riley out high. Hands off Gibbs Lawhorn. Passes off to White. Trey White to the right wing. Tanjay defending. Now they have him isolated. Backing. Tanjay called for the foul. It'll be his first. 9:07 remaining, 71-59, Wisconsin. Badgers trying to blow this game open, but just have been unable to do so. They led by as many as 13 in the first half. It's 12 right now. Underwood still working the officials. What's the crowd reacting to? Inbounds pass. Riley trying to quick hitter. Missed it. Right of the lane. Rebound to Kamari McGee. Racing up the floor. Right sideline of the front court is Kamari McGee against Trey White. McGee trying to turn the corner. Got fouled by White. And that will be... there will be a 1-1. Team foul number 8 on Illinois. The third on Trey White. And Kamari McGee goes to the free throw line. Kylan Boswell with the 4 fouls will come back in for Nakachona's, who has been pretty quiet tonight. 6 points in the game. He averages 16 per. McGee 24 out of 28 at the free throw line this season. 8:57 to play. 71-59 Wisconsin. Front end for Kamari is good. Now Ivicic will check back in for Illinois, then for Trey White.
You just wonder if this is the point where Wisconsin pulls away. It kind of feels like a little bit right now.
And Underwood sensing that puts Boswell back in there. Ivicic back in there. Second free throw coming up for Kamari McGee. Made the first, and he makes the second. 73-59, this 14-point lead, the longest of the night for the Badgers. 8:53 to play. Boswell for the Illini sets the floor. He'll throw to Riley high on the left. Ivicic the high screen. Riley goes inside screen and roll. Ivicic inside puts it up and in with the right hand. He has 5. Which is nearly 13 a game. 73-61 Wisconsin. 8:35 remaining. Xavier Amos gives off to Tanjay. A bump of play on Tanjay in the lane. Tried to scoop it into Xavier Amos. Bad pass stolen away. Boswell busting up the floor. Throws it Gibbs Lawhorn. Got Klesman up. Now Boswell left point. Crosses over in the lane. Kicks Humrick House. Floats to Riley left of the circle. Got by McGee. Riley in the lane. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Ivicic up and in with the putback. And Illinois fighting right back. 73-63 Wisconsin. 8:05 remaining. Here's Max Klesman on the right side. Out the crowd, who's hit 3 threes tonight. Stevie up top. Dribbles to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Feeds Amos left of the circle. Rotates to Tanjay for 3. Left side. Book. Knew it on the release. Another triple for Tanjay. 76-63 Wisconsin. 7:45 remaining. 25 for Tanjay tonight. Riley high on the left, feeds Humrick House, left wing 3, off the rim, no, rebound tipped, they scramble for it, Gibbs Lawhorn had it and knocked away, and a foul called on Kamari McGee, that's his third, as we have the under 8 media timeout. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:34 remaining, Wisconsin 76, Illinois 63. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Wisconsin leads Illinois 76-63. Butchie, every time I think the Badgers are ready to bust this thing open, Illinois comes back and gets it to that 10-8 point range. So not too comfortable yet. Good spot to be in for Wisconsin, but let's see if they can break this thing loose.
Well, there's no question, and it's just been a weird game. We've talked a lot about that. Wisconsin's led for 29 minutes and 31 seconds. Illinois has led for a minute 21, and it doesn't feel safe yet. Did that make sense?
No, it does make sense. That foul on Kamari McGee, by the way, is the team foul number 6 on Wisconsin. Jack Janicki back in there for the Badgers. Carter Gilmore as well. Inbounds pass. Kylan Boswell out there with 4 fouls. Working against Tanjay. Boswell walks the right side, goes inside, caught by Humrick House. 1 pump, 2 pumps low on the right, feeds Ivicic in the lane and lost it out of bounds to Wisconsin. And now Jakachonis will come in for Boswell.
Well, the reason that gets knocked out is there's just bodies in the paint. Wisconsin's done a really good job of having bodies in this paint, in the paint the entire time defensively tonight.
Steven Crow out high, bounces to Tanjay, going to work, Jakachonis, and he knocks Tanjay out of bounds, goes crashing into photographers down there. Everybody's all right.
Send him to the free throw line yet again.
Where Tanjay is 6 of 8 tonight, 25 points in the game. Ever since he did not score in the win at USC, he's been averaging right around 25 points a game.
Exactly.
Front into the 1-1 for Tanjay is good. Yeah, visited with Kirk Penny, the Badgers assistant to the head coach, and said, hey, what do you think? You know, have some counters. Just, you know, help me along. And Kirk knows a little bit about scoring points, and he can play, he can teach.
And it's also one of those things, just stop thinking it was one bad game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
One of those as well, right?
Like, exactly. And both free throws are good. The great thing about Tanjay, he was as happy as anybody in the locker room after the game. They always talk about that. Good guys who are into winning, and Tanjay's all about it. Badgers lead 78-63. Gibbs Lawhorn, fadeaway jump right elbow, good. This 6'1 sophomore has been bringing it for the Illini tonight. 78-65 Wisconsin. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's Blackwell high in the left, throwing to Crow. Ivicic with the tight defense. Crow top of the circle, whistle off the ball. They get Humrick House. For a hack on Carter Gilmore. That's 3 on Humrick House.
No, I think it's coming across. Okay, sorry. I thought it was on the screen by John Tanja.
It was.
You're right. No,
yes.
I was looking.
Now they're trying to Johnson going Gilmore. To the free throw line right away. Now it forces the conversation.
Yeah, Gilmore.
But Gilmore's walking to the free throw line, too. John Tonji should have walked to the free throw line immediately.
Yeah, especially now they can review this to get the right guy on the free throw line. So they're over there. Yeah, if I'm Tonji, I want to go to the line,
I'm walking to the free throw line immediately.
I mean, he's only had 10 attempts
and
tonight.
It was on the bump. That's exactly what I thought it was.
So the foul is on Humrichaus, his third, and John Tonji at the line for two shots. The Badgers are in the double bonus, and the first free throw is good. Trey White ready to check back in.
It'll be another 30-piece for John Tonji tonight before this thing's over with.
He has 28 at the moment after making the first free throw. He's 9 of 11 at the foul line now. Second free throw coming up for Tonji, and give him 29. 80-65 Wisconsin, 6:38 remaining. Here's Riley up the floor for Illinois. Riley with a left-hand dribble against Blackwell. Feeds White. Trey White, right wing, moving in on Crowell. Double from Tonji. And John reaching in, called for the foul. He knew he made a mistake. His head coach, Greg Gard, hands to his head, turns around, walks the other way.
Don't reach into the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm. 17 fouls. Trey White will have a 1-1. 83% free throw shooter. His 1 point was at the foul line. 1 of 2 tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 80-66 Wisconsin. 6:26 remaining. Second free throw for the 6'7 junior transfer from Louisville. Also was at USC, and he hits the second free throw. 80-67 Wisconsin. It's 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Blackwell, right side front court. Left hand toss to Crowell. Takes the hand off to Tonji. Now we'll flip it to him, left of the center circle. Tonji matched up with Trey White. A bump from Crowell. Tonji, one pump, left of the lane. Needs help, finds Gilmore, 10 to shoot. Now Jack Janicki throwing. Crowell high on the left in for Wisconsin. As Illinois turns it over. 5:45 to play. 13-point lead for Wisconsin. Tonji off the left wing in the lane. The floater. Give him 31. Two more for Tonji. 31 points tonight. 82-67 Wisconsin. Yakachonis out between the circles. Nice screen, Riley, and then he lost the ball as he was trying to pass, and is taken away by Carter Gilmore.
Well, I think there's your separation finally.
15-point lead for Wisconsin. Here's Blackwell, bounces to Crowell, flips to Janicki. Jack curls off the right wing in the lane, feeds Crowell, low on the right, layup good. Nice delivery, Crowell with the finish. Stevie has 20. And a whistle and a timeout taken by Illinois with 5:03 to play. 84-67. Wisconsin leads Illinois. This is a 30-second timeout.
We're talking about when the separation was going to happen. About 5:03 left in this game. I think we can finally say the separation has occurred. It's been John Tonji in the second half. I mean, you look at what he's been able to do, how he's been able to do it. He's done it in a variety of ways. But 21 points in the second half for him.
Well, I'll tell you something. A little more than a week ago, the common opinion was Brayden Smith of Purdue was in great shape for Big Ten Player of the Year. This is why you play 20 games, ladies and gentlemen, because John Tonji needs to be in this conversation and seriously in this conversation.
Well, you know what the best thing is? He's put himself in the conversation.
This hasn't
been a look at me. And Brayden Smith obviously put himself in that conversation.
Great
as well,
play. Yes.
But people, Big Ten, they knew who he was.
Yes.
I mean, John Tonji's play has put him in this conversation. And it needs to be a large conversation. Yes. And a loud conversation.
Boswell throws to Riley as we play on. Riley against Janicki. Riley Can't get loose. Gives it up to White. Now picked up by Janicki on the switch. White, spin move in the lane. Throws it up. Missed. Foul is called. Gilmore and Janicki both were there. They're going to get jacked for the foul. It'll be his first. And it's the one thing through the years of being around Wisconsin basketball and Wisconsin football, if you get the recognition here, not every time, but oftentimes you truly earn it because you're off the radar going into a season for this kind of honor. And the first free throw is good for White. Now, after tonight, there's still five Big Ten games left. But John has certainly worked himself into contention for Conference Player of the Year, without a doubt. Second free throw for White is good. And it's 84-69 Wisconsin with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. And up the floor is John Blackwell. Kylan Boswell might be bleeding a little bit. Play had stopped. Humrickhouse and Steven Crow were chirping a little bit. I thought they were stopping play for Boswell.
I did too.
He was checking for blood a time or two. I think there was some chirping going on, too, that they kind of calmed things down. Here's the inbounds pass to Blackwell with 4:40 to play. Badgers up 15. Blackwell off the Crowell screen. Riley defends. Blackwell down the lane. One bump. Riley flies by, and Blackwell pays it off. Puts it up and in. 86-69, Wisconsin. 4:25 remaining. Here's Kylan Boswell left of the circle against Crowell. Goes at the Humrickhouse. Left-hand dribble. Stops at the free throw line. Out to Gibbs Lawhorn. Stamps off another three. Good again. Dre Gibbs Lawhorn with another triple.
Yeah.
17 for him. He's 3 of 5 from long range. 86-72 Wisconsin with 4 minutes to play. Tanjay off the Crowell screen on the right wing. Tanjay, right block, one pump, push it up, blocked by Humrickhouse, who comes up with it for Illinois. Now Boswell brings it up the floor, pulls up, and then threw it away. Wanted to drop it back to Humrickhouse, and it goes out of bounds as we're at the under four media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:49 to play. Wisconsin 86, Illinois 72. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake and Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake and Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Ho-hum, 31 points for John Tanjay. But Stevie Crowell, Butchie, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists.
I thought he set the tone early.
He did.
And I think that's where, you know, Wisconsin was able to get really comfortable with that. A great stat line. And then you obviously, John Tanjay. I'm going to steal it from Badger Twitter, the X machine. John Tanjay is now the first Badger since Michael Finley in 1994 to score 30-plus points in consecutive games. How about that little nugget?
Michael Finley was pretty good, kids.
Yeah, look up. Yeah. His number's up in the rafters. I'd say he's all right. Yeah, I'd say he was all right. But
he was special.
Yeah, how about that? Wow.
Pretty good company. Well, he very nearly broke the single-game scoring record that outing against Arizona with Frank Kaminsky in the house that night. Here's Jack Janicki, feeds Nolan Winter in there for the Badgers now. On the right wing, gives off to Tanjay, 18 to shoot. He'll flip it to Gilmore, sends to Blackwell. Baseline left, Blackwell against Will Riley. John outside the arc. And now he'll snap off a three, and that just clipped the rim, and it goes out of bounds to the Illini with 3:25 remaining, 86-72, Wisconsin. Boswell brings it up for Illinois. Outside right, throwing the Humrick house, top of the circle, glides to his left, leaves it for Will Riley. Riley matched up with Janicki. Riley backing in the lane. Fades, flips from 10, off the rim, and out, no good. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. 3:05 to play, 86-72, the Badgers. Here's John Blackwell on the right side. Humrick house defends. Blackwell dribbles off the wing. Now curls to the bucket. The layup is good. 88-72, Wisconsin, 2:50 remaining. Island Boswell, left side, drives baseline, goes up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Gilmore. Nolan Winter in there helping deny. And now Blackwell to the front court. Kills the dribble, loops it to Nolan Winter. Out between the arcs. Winter feeding Gilmore between the circles. Gets it to Jack Janicki. Gives off to Blackwell, left side. He'll try a three, book it. John Blackwell for three, 91-72, Wisconsin. 2:15 to play. Gibbs Lawhorn off the right wing, stops in the paint, feeds Boswell, shot fake, whips stray Lawhorn. He'll try a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, White for Illinois. And a reset for the Illini. White left point. He'll try a triple, and that missed short. Rebound of Will Riley. Another chance here for Illinois. A minute 55 to play. Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, top of the circle. Left hand dribble, slipped it inside. White catches low on the left. The layup is good. First field goal for Trey White this evening. 91-74, Wisconsin, with a minute 43 remaining.
Oh, what a statement here, though.
Well, how do you handle success? How do you handle the attention? I'd say pretty well. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Down to 90 seconds to play. 91-74, Wisconsin. Shot clock is at 8. Blackwell against Gibbs Lawhorn. Blackwell left of the paint. 4 to shoot. Blackwell in the lane. 2 to shoot. Blackwell will. He'll hit it again. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard as he wants to get some subs in there.
Absolutely.
This will be a sub as Marcus Silver in. John Tanjay takes the rest of the night off at 31 points. Xavier Amos in there for Carter Gilmore. A minute 19 to play, 93-74, Wisconsin. Now Cameron Hunter will check in for the Badgers. He will go in for John Blackwell. 16 for Blackwell tonight. Ricardo Greppi also ready to come in. He's in for Nolan Winter. Winter ends up with 7 points and 8 rebounds.
You don't see Illinois get blown out a whole lot.
No, you don't.
And I know they've had some injuries, but you don't see it a lot. Really, really good performance.
Badgers led by 6 at the half. They lead by 19 now. Boswell for 3 straight away. Back rim no good. Long rebound to Cameron Hunter. A minute 10 to play. 93-74, Wisconsin. Xavier Amos throwing to Marcus Silver. Feeds Greppi at the top of the arc. Greppi hands off to Janicki. Jack to the line. In the lane. Leaves it for Greppi. Low on the left. One pump. Goes up and in. There you go. Ricardo Greppi with the bucket. Now Isaac Gard and Chris Hodges will come in. Amos and Janicki will come out. 95-74, Wisconsin with 56 seconds to play. And Brad Underwood ready to clear his bench as well. Keaton Kutcher will come in. A.J. Redd, a former student manager, now on the floor for the Illini. Kerry Booth will come back in as well.
As well as Kerry Booth.
Well, it's not like it's going to get easier for the Illini.
No.
They go to Madison Square Garden in 4 days to play Duke. Not sure it's going to get a lot harder, though, either, the way the Badgers are playing right now. Here's Will Riley. Throwing to Red at the top of the circle. Down to 45 seconds to play. Red against Greppy on the switch. Red leaves it for White. Top of the arc. White right of the lane. Stops. Pumps. Tried to leave it inside. A turnover. Loose ball snapped up by Hodges. 33 seconds left. Cameron Hunter to the front court. 30 seconds to play. 95-74 Wisconsin. Hodges left of the circle. Out to Isaac Guard. And get Hodges a bucket here. Here's Marcus Silver throwing to Hodges. Left of the circle across the top of the key. 10 to shoot. Hodges for Isaac Guard. Now Greppy at the top. Thinking about it. He'll take the three. And it's just a bit outside. And a loose ball taken away by Kutcher of Illinois. Time will wind down. And the Wisconsin Badgers now with a five-game winning streak. They improved to 11-4 in the Big Ten. And for the first time in 6 years, the Badgers defeat Illinois. And they do it very convincingly here tonight. As we, well, we apparently some words exchanged out here between Greg and Brett Underwood.
Yeah.
Not sure what that was all about, but they have, Greg has motioned his guys into the locker room. Illinois doing the same thing.
There were some words between the guys. I think Brad, we'll have to
Clarity.
It was just one of those to kind of just.
They'll ask Greg about it here in the post game. Not sure exactly what that was about. These are coaches who get along, Greg Gard and Brad Underwood. So, whatever the case, Illinois heads to the locker room. The Badgers will in a moment as Wisconsin defeats Illinois tonight, 95-74 as Wisconsin improves to 21-5, 11-4 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, a really good performance yet again. Only two turnovers in the second half. I don't know what we can say that we haven't said already about this Wisconsin team other than that they are really good.
Really are.
I mean, really good, really deep, understand what they're doing. They're just, here's the thing, they're still getting better.
Yeah, they are.
Right? They're still getting better. There's guys that are getting better, which means they're improving themselves as a team. It really is. It's fun, Matt. The bottom line is it's fun to watch.
Yeah, you guys at 95 points here again tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. So how do you follow up 94 in West Lafayette? You get 95 on the home floor. Wisconsin 95, Illinois 74. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Is this real leather?
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin defeats Illinois tonight 95-74. This is your Wisconsin Ford Dealers Post Game Show. We mentioned during at the end of the game, the coaches, Brad Underwood and Greg Gard, were talking, and then all of a sudden, both teams started to turn toward their locker rooms and did not have the normal handshake line. There was some, you know, little chirping toward the end of the game, but during the break, I was wondering, Illinois got some guys sick, and that's what it was. Yeah. Underwood was telling Greg Gard that, hey, I got a bunch of guys sick. Jake Davis was getting sick during the lock
during the game, halftime. During halftime, during they halftime. Come back out. I was wondering where Jake Davis was.
So Greg said, okay, maybe we don't shake hands. And Brad Underwood said, I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's go. So that's what that was. As Illinois, they've had problems with guys with dealing with the flu. They had Ivicic a few weeks ago with mono. He's still not feeling right. So that's what it was, why the teams did not go through the handshake line. So it's anybody looking for drama tonight. It was Underwood giving the Wisconsin coach the courtesy of, I got a lot of guys sick. Even though you guys have been, you know, been banging bodies during the game, let's maybe chill out on the handshake line, and that's what it was.
Absolutely, so, no question. Yeah.
And otherwise, Wisconsin wins 95-74 here against Illinois tonight. Kept waiting, Butchie, for Wisconsin to break it open. Illinois, to its credit, kept hanging in. And then they couldn't anymore, and the Badgers pulled away, and here they are now 11-4 in the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah, and again, I've talked a lot about what they've done, how they've gone about it. They just keep getting better still, but, you know, they haven't. Here's the thing. They still have not lost a game they should have won. I really believe that, right? And I think that's kind of what this team continues to do. They continue to grow. They continue to believe in themselves. And I think that win at Purdue more than anything just continues to kind of give this team more confidence. And then now you've stacked this with a 21-point win against Illinois. And everyone knows how talented Illinois is, but you also know that you've won by 21. So
yeah, they did. It's, you know, we've talked about it in the past when Wisconsin guys were not healthy. Yeah. It's your job as the opponent to make them pay for it. If you look in a lot of different stats, you look at KenPom, the minutes continuity for Illinois is microscopic. Oh,
it's crazy. It's I feel for them. Everybody does. You work so hard, and you just want to try to build some chemistry. You want to try to put the best team out there that you can. And, you know, this year has been one of those years for Illinois. That being said, nobody cares, right?
You're right.
No, I mean,
every coach in America. Yeah, I've heard coaches here say that. It's like nobody cares.
Nope.
I've seen Wisconsin teams. You've been on Wisconsin teams where guys were playing. They were sick as a dog. And Bo Ryan, the soft-hearted guy that he was, he didn't care.
No.
So he could play or not. So that's
right,
just that's kind of how it works in the world of sports.
Yep.
And the Badgers taking advantage of it tonight as you know, even a healthy Illinois team would have had its hands full
and
then some tonight as the Badgers are playing that well. Wisconsin 95, Illinois 74. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it.
Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Illinois tonight, 95-74. John Tanjay with 31 points. He needed but 15 shots to get there, also 10 of 12 at the free throw line. Steven Crow, 20 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. John Blackwell, 16 points in the game. On down the line, Nolan Winters, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 5 apiece for Max Klesmet, Carter Gilmore, and Xavier Amos. And 2 points for Ricardo Greppi, 4 for Kamari McGee. Illinois paced by Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn. He had 17 points, hitting 3 of 7 from the arc. Ben Humrichhaus with 13, 7 apiece for Kylan Boswell, Trey Weitz, and Tomislav Ivicic. 6 points for Kasparis Jakaciunas, 6 for Jake Davis, who was among the Illinois players who was ill at halftime, which explains why you didn't see him in the second half here tonight for Illinois, and that is your scoring. The Badgers shoot 52% from the field, 10 of 24 from 3, 17 of 22 at the foul line. Illinois 43% from the field, 10 of 30 from 3, 12 of 14 at the foul line. The Badgers a +9 on the glass in this game, and including 13 offensive rebounds to 9 for Illinois, so a +4 there. Just some really good work from Wisconsin all the way around tonight.
And again, this we've said it. I mean, Illinois, they'll be fine. They'll get healthy. They'll do what they need to do. But this Wisconsin team, they've tapped into something that's made them really special. Obviously, moving the ball, playing together, playing for each other, having John be on the heater that he's on. You do all that, and now all of a sudden, you know, you've got some really good wins. We talked about this 3-game stretch, Purdue, Illinois at home, Oregon at home. Well, you're 2-0 right now, and I mean, they've been two great performances.
Yeah, they really have, with the game against Oregon Saturday at 11 o'clock, and then next week an 8 o'clock tip 1 week from tonight against Washington, the final 8 o'clock game of the regular season. So they continue to protect the home court and get this 3-game homestand started with a convincing win tonight. Wisconsin 95, Illinois 74. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues. Wisconsin 95, Illinois 74 tonight. Let's check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard at the Breslin Center in East Lansing tonight. Michigan State knocks off Purdue 75-66. They're early on at Pauley Pavilion. About 7 minutes into that game, UCLA leads Minnesota 12-7. So the Badgers are now 11-4 and have now slipped into third place in the Big Ten Conference, one game behind Michigan State and a game and a half behind front-running Michigan. Those two teams, the Spartans and Wolverines, still have to play each other twice here down the stretch. The Badgers will go to East Lansing in the first weekend of March, March 2nd to be precise. So the way the schedules have unfolded this year, you've got a lot of good on good here in the Big Ten down the stretch.
Well, there's no question. I mean, there's no question. It's been great, and it really amazes me how Greg and staff have just been able to find these guys. You look at John Tanjay, what he's done. There's not enough words to explain where he's at. Quickly as we were going off, the TV crew left a lot, I asked LaFonso, I said, where do you have, John, just player of the year? Because I think he's player of the year now. I really do. I had Braden Smith on Saturday. Well, I mean, I'm and it's not because we're being a homer. I mean, I'm just trying to get a quick feel out there for people. And I think John Tanja is that.
I think he's moved into the league.
I mean, he's moved into the cup. Yeah, there's still a lot to play, yeah. Right? And you have to go and you have to finish this Oregon at 11 o'clock game. We've seen enough 11 o'clock games at the Kohl Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have. Now, I think it helps. You've got Oregon coming, and obviously they've played – I think they have one before.
They play at Iowa tomorrow night, right?
Yep. So, yep. But it's still, I don't care what you do, and I don't care how many days you're there. That bottom.